Many Greeks will tell you they are proudly European, but how that will translate into votes in Sunday's referendum is not simple. Reporter Joanna Kakissis spoke with two Greek voters who have very different ideas about what it means to be European.
Elisaveta Zachariadou is a retired professor of history. She admires Italian art, reads French literature and German philosophy. She considers herself a European.
When I learned that Greece is going to be part of the European Union, I was very happy. And I said, how nice and how good for all of us.
But Zachariadou's attachment to Europe is complex. She's 84 and lives in the Athens suburb where she grew up during World War II, when Nazi Germany invaded Greece and her people suffered horribly.
It was not strange to open this door and find a person dead in the street because of starvation.
European meddling is part of modern Greek history. Zachariadou brings up Clemens von Metternich, a German prince who served as foreign minister in the Austrian Empire. Metternich opposed the creation of a modern Greek state from the remains of the Ottoman Empire in the 1820s.
I am surprised to see in Germany a tendency in the spirit of Metternich today, that we are just troublemakers.
In short, Zachariadou doesn't trust German or other European leaders. And that's why she's voting no in Sunday's referendum. She says they don't have Greeks' best interests at heart. But in an upscale cafe in another Athens suburb, we meet Yorgos Papadopoulos, who runs his family's kitchen furniture business. He says Greeks owe Europeans a lot.
We've got access to one of the largest markets on the planet. We can travel wherever we want. We have a one currency.
Papadopoulos is only 37. He grew up in a democratic Greece, which followed the six-year military dictatorship supported by the United States. He knows from history books that foreign influence has often been bad, but he's tired of hearing conspiracy theories that foreign powers are intent on destroying the Greek economy.
People say they want to bankrupt Greece so they can buy it cheaper. And they're going to buy cheaper what? The sun? The beaches? These are not things they're going to take away from us. They will always be here.
Papadopoulos remembers the fights over whether Greece should join the European Union in 1981. Socialists said Greece belongs to the Greeks. Conservatives said Greece belongs to the West. He agrees and says Greece will be exposed and isolated if it leaves the Eurozone.
This is the biggest union of countries on the history of this planet, but everybody joined in willingly. Still countries want to join in. You don't feel narrowed down to your own country's borders. I feel a lot stronger when I'm in the European Union, as an individual and as a country.
He's going to vote yes on the referendum. He says it's a vote for Europe and its common currency, the euro. But Elisaveta Zachariadou, the professor, says she does not need the euro to feel European.
What they try to tell us is that Europe is something superficial. Europe is a coin. And this I don't want to accept this.
For her, Europe should be united by more than just money. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.